Everyone talks about expansion all the time. So, look, obviously money is going to play a role. I got it. So I'm gonna do the stupid thing. Let's, for the moment, take money out of it. Okay. Okay. So yeah. Now that I've done the stupid thing, all right, does college football need an expanded playoff just to get the more of the nation involved in the college playoff?
No, and I'll tell you why. If you go, and we're talking with the knowledge that, you know, these ratings were the worst ever. I think for the champ game, they have been the worst ever this year. So we know that. That's what we're talking about.
Sure.
Repetition of the same teams.
Right.
Tell me with eight teams if it would have been any different in the champ game.
No. Probably not.
If you go to eight, three of those spots are going to go to the usual suspects. This year it would have been, I don't know, Florida, Georgia, and who the third team have been, and then Cincinnati.
Right.
Does that blow the ratings out of the water?
No.
You know, in that example, the answer is no. So if you're going to do it for that, then you got to start thinking think long and hard. Yeah, will it be some diversity and variety? Yeah, absolutely. But at the end of the day, you're still going to see, you know, teams. Think about this. In the seven-year history of this thing, there have been 28 slots.
Right.
Four teams times seven. Only 12 teams have played for it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of going to be the same with an extra layer.
Right.
So you got to think about that.
Does it potentially change the thought process? I mean, obviously, you know, everybody's going to sign with their teams. I got that. But does it change the thought process in recruiting? Because in the NFL, if you were the Jacksonville Jaguars, you get Trevor Lawrence. If you're Alabama, you win the national championship, you get the number one recruiting class. So it's 180. So could it change the spreading of players across the country because more teams are perceived as having a shot of being in it?
It could. You know, as long as Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, and Ryan Day are in place, I don't know if it does in any meaningful way.
Right.
Because as I said, I think it's not only talent, it's the marketing, they're getting out front on NIL and telling prospects, this is what you can earn.
Right.
In terms of just something as small as analysts, stuff like that, nutrition, that type of thing. So yeah, it does. You know, it happened this year. The number one player in the country went to USC. USC hasn't been relevant for a while, and they had the number eight team in the country, or number eight recruiting class.
Right.
So it's happening, but the problem with it's a multi-layered argument. And I did this story years ago. You know, what is the worth of ranking recruiting classes? And I just started writing them down from year to year. It only matters in the top 10 because the top 10 are the ones that usually win. So it becomes a circular argument. You get below that, top 10, 15, it's a crapshoot on who's going to win. Big, I'm talking about. But the same 10 teams are in there every year, give or take.